Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast, where we will discuss with industry experts on how to create wealth and build passive income from apartment buildings, self-storage, mobile home parks, and much more. Here is your host, Jonathan Way.
Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Way, and I'm the founder of Greystone Capital Group, my investment firm. If you're interested in passively investing with us, please visit greystonecapgroup.com and join our investor network. Okay, and now on to the show. Hello, today we have a wonderful guest today, Matthew Sullivan. I'm very excited to have him on the show. He's going to tell us an item that he has to help homeowners solve a real problem, help them get access to the home equity, but taking more debt. So today, I'd like to welcome Matthew Sullivan to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yes, yes. So Matthew, tell us a little bit your background and then how you got into creating this company and what you have to offer.
Thank you. Well, my background's really been entrepreneurial for, gosh, almost like the last 30 years or so. I spent a few years working with Sir Richard Branson and the Virgin Group. Started off life as a stockbroker and then moved into corporate finance and then really sort of moved into a much more entrepreneurial role. Moved to the US about 10 years ago and started off by setting up one of the very early crowdfunding companies, which really served two purposes. One was to stay in a lane that I'd very much become accustomed to, which is technology and finance. But also I was very keen to develop a real estate investment business. And crowdfunding seemed to be one of the more interesting and more exciting and cutting edge ways to do that. And really from there, Quantum RE, which is the company that I founded about 4.5 years ago, grew. And what we do is we specialize in a particular type of real estate instrument called a home equity investment. And what that does is it allows homeowners to access some of the equity in their home without having to take on more debt. And it enables investors to participate in the equity appreciation in a home, but without having to own the property. So imagine being able to participate in the upside of a property, but without having to deal with the usual toilets, tenants, and trash. So that's a very short synopsis of what I've been up to over the last three decades.
Well, that's a very brilliant idea. It was very brilliant. I think what you're offering is a way for third-party investors, individuals, to get equity in a single-family home or residence without a tenant, toilets, and issues with the homeowners, and homeowners get, I guess, cash. Is that correct?
That's precisely it. So the homeowner is looking for cash. They're looking for liquidity. And that's, I think, the critical way of describing what we do is we enable investors to participate in the equity appreciation of a property in exchange for providing the homeowner with liquidity. And what is most interesting about the home equity investment is it's a type of option agreement. But the way that the agreement works is that it enables the investor to get positive returns even if the property value falls by up to 30%. And that's a very different type of real estate investment to be able to show a potential double-digit return, even though the property value has fallen by 30%, is rare and I think is also very timely, because I think most people are concerned about the direction that the real estate, certainly the residential real estate market, is taking. So to be able to create an instrument that locks in profit even if property values goes down is it's very important.
And it reminds you of the equity, stock equity world, where options, where it's kind of like insurance, it's kind of like a put or call insurance. It sounds very similar to that. Is that something similar to that?
That's exactly what it is. It's very similar to a covered call. So what happens is the homeowner, in exchange for cash today, provides the investor with the right to participate in a fixed percentage of the value of the property at a future date. So let me give you an example. So in exchange, let's say you've got a $1 million property in exchange for a $100,000 investment, which is 10% of the current value of the property, our investors would get between 16 and 17% of the future value of the property. So effectively, they're buying, let's say, $170,000 worth of value in exchange for $100,000. So it's an in-the-money option agreement. And because of that in-the-money element, even if the value of the property goes down to, say, $800,000, 17% of $800,000 is still significantly higher than that $100,000 initial investment. So what it does is it, from an investor's perspective, it builds in that downside protection. And at the same time, let's not forget about the homeowner. The homeowner gets $100,000 worth of, or $100,000 in cash. When I say cash, I mean that there's no, you know, it's not spread out, it's not delivered in kind. It's a cash payment with no monthly payments. And that's a very important part of the equation. The homeowner gets an investment. They don't get more debt. So it doesn't appear on their credit report as debt. There are no monthly payments. There's no interest. It's not a loan. So they can use the money for whatever purpose they want. And many people use these types of investments to pay off credit card and other expensive debt. And it has the effect, because it's not a loan and it doesn't appear on your credit report, it has the effect of increasing your credit score, reducing your debt-to-income ratio. And in many cases, acts as a very viable bridging mechanism to help homeowners that have got lots of equity to get back on their feet and borrow capital in a more traditional sense.
Now, is this sort of contract or agreement locked in, or can the homeowner prepay the $100,000 back to the investor and say we're done?
Yes. And again, I'm so pleased you asked that, because there is a lot of flexibility with the agreement. They can be repaid at any point. So you don't have to wait the full 10 years. So our agreements work for, have a duration of 10 years. What we find though is most people tend to refinance them either by selling their homes or by refinancing them with typically HELOCs or cash out refis. There's no early payment penalty. So literally you could take out a home equity investment, you know, at the beginning of the month, and you could repair us at the end of the month and there would be no penalties.
Okay, so what's the benefit? So I want to make sure the investor, what's the benefit? So the investor gives me $100,000, and let's say I borrow for 3 months short term, I get cash, yes. $100,000. And let's say 3 months later, I say, you know what, my uncle gave me $100,000. He said, go pay off your investor who invested in my home. So what does he get? $100,000 back and that's it?
Yes. Well, no, the investor makes a return. And the good thing is the investor starts making their return from day one. Now, there are two important parts to this equation. The first is the investor makes a share of the value of your property. So let's say your property is worth $1 million. In 3 months' time, it's still worth $1 million. But the agreement said that in exchange for 10% of the current value, you will pay us 17% of the value of the property at the time that you settle the agreement. So theoretically, in 3 months' time, you would owe us 17%, or you'd owe the investor 17% of $1 million, which is $170,000. But obviously, that would be far too expensive for the homeowner, you know, for just a three-month period. So what we have is a homeowner protection cap, which is a return on investment cap, or an annual return cap, which means the investor gets either 16 or 17% a year. Actually, the average is closer to about 18.5%. So the investor will get a return of either 18.5% a year or 17% of the value of the property, depending on whichever is the lowest. So from your perspective as a homeowner, if you've had $1 million for 3 months, that's going to cost you about 4.5%. So you'll end up paying back about $104,500 approximately. The investor gets the equivalent of an 18% IRR. So the investor gets his money back plus about $4,500 profit. So from the investor's perspective, they've done quite well. If you annualize that, it's about 18.5% a year. But the homeowner's happy because they've had use of that money for 3 months. And they haven't had to jump through all of those sort of fiery hoops that the bank has asked them to do. And importantly, they haven't had any monthly payments.
Oh, okay. So from a homeowner, the benefit is that there's no monthly payments. But the only downside is that we have to pay the investor back a certain amount of money guaranteed in the contract based on the duration of time. So let's say if it's 1 year later, is it 17% we get paid him, like 18%?
Well, if you say the average is about 18%, so it's either the value, the 17% of the value of the property, or that cap, whichever one is the lowest. And what that means is it protects the homeowner from having to pay large fees in the early years of the contract. It's still very good for the investor because the investor makes a solid, you know, double digit, sort of high teens return on their money.
Sure.
But for the investor, they've got a very, for the homeowner rather, they've got a very predictable cost of funds. So it means in years 1 to 3, it's less expensive for them to pay back using that cap than it would be by paying a share of the value of the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess there's no monthly payment. So I guess whenever there's a trigger transaction, a capital event, that's when you pay back the investor. Let's say in a couple
of years. The trigger transaction will be typically when the last surviving homeowner dies, or when the property is sold, or if there's, for any reason, like a breach of the agreement. But typically the trigger transactions are when you sell the property or if you decide to refinance it.
Oh, okay. So it could be like 5 years from now. Let's say I get...
It could be 10 years, exactly.
Okay, so let's say I request, let's say my equity, let's say my home is, I have a mortgage for, let's say $300,000, my home's worth $700,000. I can get $400,000 because that's the differential on equity, right? Is that correct?
Well, the most that we go to is 25% of the current value of the property. And so it would be 25% of $700,000. That's the cap.
Oh, okay.
And if you add together our investment and your mortgage, that's got to be less than 75% of the current value. So it's about $175,000 is the most that we would invest.
Okay.
But if you add 175 to 400, that takes you over the 75 combined lien to value. So, you know, 75% of 700 is about, what's that, about 520,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Quick.
Yeah.
Mental mathematics.
Okay. Interesting. So you are more like your cap is 20% of your value. So your $1 million is 20% of that. That's how much you're willing to.
It would be 20 to 25%. Typically 25% of the value of the property. And again, the important thing is that we want to leave the homeowner with a significant chunk of equity as well. So the most that we go to is 75% combined lien to value. So when we say lien to value, we mean if we add our investment to your mortgage, that total amount has got to be less than 75% of the value of your property.
Oh, I see. So you're saying, so let's say, $300,000 worth $700,000. It has to be less than 75%. If I take $100,000, $400,000. Okay, I see. I understand.
Yeah. So 525. Mm-hmm. So the most that we would be able to invest in that scenario would be $125,000, because you've got a maximum combined limit of 525. You've got a $400,000 mortgage. So that leaves $125,000 as the maximum investment that we would make.
That is a pretty lucrative and very brilliant way of, I guess, doing things. I never heard that program before. That's very interesting. I never heard that before.
Well, it's great. And I mean, the thing is that these programs have been around for over 10 years now. And there are a number of companies working alongside us doing the same sort of thing. And we estimate that about $1.5 billion goes into these each year. And it's grown significantly over the past 2 to 3 years. There have been 4 securitizations of these home equity investments, and there's almost $1 billion of home equity investments have been packaged up, securitized, and sold to institutions in a secondary market. So it's very much a growth area which is very helpful for homeowners that have what we would refer to as, equity rich homeowners, or homeowners that are cash poor and equity rich, or equity rich and cash poor rather. Mm-hmm. It's a very useful program, because for those of us who don't want to borrow money or cannot borrow money, because if you think about how challenging it is now to be able to qualify for a HELOC and the types of constraints that the banks are under, and in terms of borrowings and sort of debt to income ratio you have to have, the credit score you have to have, the income, the history you have to have, all of it is now making it more difficult and more challenging for people to borrow money. So this type of home equity investment allows equity rich homeowners to tap into that equity without having to go through the traditional underwriting process. And that means that we can help people that have much lower credit scores than would normally be approved by a bank. We can work with people with credit scores of below 500.
Mm-hmm. These days are very hard to get a HELOC, because when I ask someone about HELOC, it's they're very shy away from HELOCs.
Yes. Exactly. And it's a lot easier to get a home equity investment, because if you've got the equity, then we're really focused on the equity and the property rather than your ability to borrow more money.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, very, very interesting. So this is a very interesting concept. The first time I'm hearing about it. Very interesting. So what would you say if you were, I guess the benefits, as you're saying, was just get cash in their hands, because if they're cash poor, they want cash to pay off something. So that'll benefit the homeowner, and the investor is happy because he gets a good, decent return.
Yeah, and it is very much a two-way street. So both parties have to benefit. And obviously the investor benefits because there's a return, but also the investor is able to take a return without a lot of the cost and sort of overhead of owning a property. So remember, you're not going on title as an owner. You're benefiting from the appreciation or the value of the property. And at the same time, the homeowner is paying the mortgage, paying the taxes, is looking after the property for you. And so your steward, as it were, is the homeowner. So from an investor's perspective, it's a very low cost, highly scalable way of getting exposure to owner-occupied homes. And again, that's a very important differentiator. You're buying into homes that are owner-occupied. Most real estate investments are focused on rented properties, or properties where the owner has the responsibility of managing the property. So that's not the case here. And that certainly works in the investor's favor. From a homeowner's perspective, being able to access significant amounts of capital, up to $500,000, without having to borrow money, for many people is incredibly important and very useful. Mm-hmm. And to be able to get access to your equity and not be refused by the bank, and to be able to get access purely based on the value of your property, or primarily based on the value of your property rather than your credit score or your earnings or your provability. Again, so it really does solve a real problem for many people that have equity and need money, but don't qualify for traditional funding.
So how someone, I guess, do they just sign up on your portal, and then how did a person choose a home? Do you allocate a home to him, or how does that work?
No. So there's two ways to look at this. From a homeowner's perspective, if you want to get a quote for a home equity investment, then you would put your address in, go through the calculator. We would tell you how much we would be able to help you access. And that's either, investing directly or working with some of our investment partners. From an investor's perspective, and again, we launched our platform just a few weeks ago. So we've got a relatively small number of deals on the platform, but those numbers are growing. You would register as an investor. At this stage, you have to be an accredited investor, but we're going to open it up to non-accredited investors early next year. You go onto the platform, you would register, and then you would see the marketplace, and you can choose which property you want to invest in. And we use blockchain technologies to fractionalize the home equity agreement. So you don't have to buy the whole agreement, you can buy part of it. And also later on next year, you will be able to trade those interests. So not only can you buy the interests, you can sell them as well. And that's possible because of the recent partnership that we signed with Texture Capital that has a license to enable these types of trading transactions to happen.
That's a very interesting thing. Blockchain technology, very interesting, very, very forefront. Yeah, I just, it's, so how does one, I guess, so how would that work in the blockchain? Would the blockchain give them access to just a partial interest in the real estate?
We use blockchain in its purest sense as a ledger. In other words, as a ledger technology. And what it does is it proves or allows us to keep track of ownership of those fractions of each of the home equity investments. So when we offer a home equity investment for, say, $150,000 on our platform, we might have 20 different buyers. So what we do is use the blockchain to enable us to issue that buyer or that investor with a token that represents their ownership in that home equity investment. And blockchain allows us to do it in a very cost-effective way, but it also has a lot of benefits because what blockchain does is it prevents duplications, double spends, allows us to make sure that if a transaction happens, it can't be duplicated, it can't be dismantled and re-engineered. You know, so it is a very useful way of maintaining the ownership table or the cap table of each one of those individual transactions.
That's great. That's wonderful. I think a lot of my listeners might be needing some cash from the
home.
Absolutely. So it's a great way. So what's a great way to reach out to you and your company? Is it you have a website to go to?
Well, everything's on the website. So if you go to QuantumRE, which is QUANTMRE.com, we have a calculator for homeowners who want to find out how much cash we can help them access. We have the investor portal where you can go on and register as an investor. And then you'll see more and more deals coming live. It's live at the moment, so you can invest today. And we also have downloadable information on the website, lots of other podcasts and interviews and videos and documents. And there's a couple of ebooks and free guides. And most importantly, we're always at the other end of a phone if you wanted to call us up and speak to one of us. And we would be delighted to answer any questions you would have.
Okay, great. Thank you, Matthew. Don't come on show today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. It's been an absolute pleasure being on.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information, you can find us online at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. See you again next time.